everybody. Guess who? Your lovable, angry Tom. Now, a lot of people want to know, how did I get the nickname Angry Tom? Well, that was bestowed on me by the illustrious Bill Bennett on the Bill Bennett Morning America show. I called him one day and I was pissed because Bill Bennett, like other people who don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, took a side against Rush not knowing the facts. And it's pretty simple. Rush Limbaugh said he hoped President Barack Obama failed. And boy, did that make the news. But the communist news, run by the Democrat Party, always forgets to give you the whole picture. They only want to make a conservative look bad. So let me give you what Rush said before he said he hopes Obama fails. What he said is Barack Obama, who in the Illinois Senate was the most liberal person pretty much on the planet, he believed that if a child survived an abortion, came out of the womb alive, you could kill it right there on the table. Now, is that drastic? Hell yeah. I think 98% of even Democrats, who I will refer to as dummycrats, are offended by that. But that's what Barack insane Obama believed. So what Rush said is if he governs like he did in the Illinois Senate as a far-left liberal, anti-American, he hopes he fails. But what he really wanted to do is to say that, and he did say, that being the first half-black American president, he hopes that Barack succeeds, that he hopes he governs like a conservative, that he reduces the size of government, that he reduces taxes, that he helps America flourish. That's what he hoped Barack would do, but he was pretty sure that Barack insane Obama would do just what he did, because Barack insane Obama was raised to hate the United States. Who do you know that starts your Senate campaign in the living room of Bill Ayers, a man who hates the United States and was a bomber, bombing up government buildings and killing people, trying to harm the United States? Barack insane Obama, his best buddy. And if you look at Barack's past, he was raised by anti-Americans. He was brought up into the culture of hate America. And yet, what do Democrats do? He's black, and he's got a D next to his name. We got to vote for him. You dumb. But anyway, so I called up Bill Bennett, set him straight, and he asked me, am I always this angry? And I said, no, I only get angry when I hear people say stupid stuff. And he goes, man, we need you on the show more often. So it got to be a regular on the show, and I was, you know, I appreciate Bill bringing me to some prominence. But I'm going to go back and say something that I used to hear Rush say, and I've heard people on Bill Bennett's show say about me. And that is, I say what you're thinking. And that's why people loved me calling in on Bill Bennett's show and often told me, you need to have your own radio show. You're funny and you're angry, but you say what we want you to say. You speak for America. Now, I don't believe the communist Democrats and the communist Democrat media. I think America, probably 70 to 75% of Americans are technically conservative people. Blacks in general, they're conservative people. Before Lyndon Baines Johnson destroyed the black family with welfare, blacks had about a 95% marriage rate of no divorce. They were the tightest families in America. But one thing the Democrat Party knew, we could destroy the black family if we could diminish the role of the black father. And they created the welfare state. So what you got your choice. You get a government handout, and you don't have to work. We're going to give you all your food, money, you can just stay home, or are you going to keep working? Well, turns out a lot of Americans like that easy money. Right? Pretty much that's why our economy is suffering the way it is today. Because Joe Biden kept just giving everybody money to stay home and not work. They knew it would destroy America. They're doing it on purpose, people. They're doing it on purpose. So anyway, I could talk for hours and hours about how bad the Democrat Party is. Let me give you a little preface to who I am, though. I was the vice president of the Communication Workers of America, right in the cesspool of liberalism, Ann Arbor, Michigan, the most screwed up city in America. During this last election, I'd say 7 out of 10 homes displayed Harris signs. That's how stupid Ann Arbor people are. They're going to vote for someone who hates the United States, dumb as a rock, wants to tax your unrealized capital gains. You guys are idiots. But anyway, let me give you a simple economics lesson. The United States runs on oil. It runs on coal. It runs on natural gas. So why do I, without hesitation, call the Communist Democrat Party what it is? Because China and Russia don't want to fight us in a military war. They want to destroy us from within. And in the 1950s, even laid out the groundwork of how they were going to do it. And one of the main ways to hurt the United States is to stop our gas production, our oil production, and our coal production. So what does the Democrat Party do? They create this illusion of global warming. By the way, I'm old. I remember when we were all going to freeze to death before 1980. Because they told us that in 1971. That global freezing was on its way. The whole planet was going to cool. And we're all going to die. Run for the hills! Then they found out that the planet was actually warming. So what'd they do? Ho, ho, ho! Run for the hills! Global warming is going to kill us all. It did a 180. And yet, liberals, too stupid to understand the game. They're playing a game on you. And guess what? When it started cooling again, they said, you know what? We can't go global warming and global cooling. We're always messed up on that. Let's call it climate change. Climate change. Hey, guess what? Hey, Democrats, you dummies. The climate's always changing. And let me tell you what changes the climate. A great big yellow thing in the sky. That controls the climate. Not you. Not driving my car. Not running on my lawnmower. And not cow farts. The big yellow thing in the sky. That controls our climate. Hopefully someday you'll figure that out. I doubt it, because you guys, I always say dumb, dumber, Democrat. I know rocks who have higher IQs than Democrats. Okay, so let's go back to the economy. So the Democrat Party always tries to defund our military and stop gas, oil, and coal. Why? Oh, they'll tell you it's for global climate change. But no, it's not. They're working for the Russians and Chinese to destroy the United States. And with that, I'm going to ring the golden bell. When you all figure it out and you come to reality, you too will finally have the light turn on that the Communist Democrat Party and the Communist Democrat media is trying to destroy the United States. Now, here I am, a Democrat union leader, and I'm running Bible studies in my AT&T headquarters, and I'm trying to help people spiritually. And one day after Bible study, this woman walked up to me, and she said, Tomcat, That's what they call me. My name is Thomas Catterall. My name is not really Angry Tom, which is a good time for my plug. Hold on. If you wish to support this podcast, you can send money to Thomas Catterall, C-A-T-T-E-R-A-L-L, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan, 48111. Thank you. Okay, so when you have a name like Thomas Catterall, then Tomcat becomes your nickname. But then if you call on the radio to radio programs and you're pissed off, you become Angry Tom. Now, trust me, everything the Democrat Party does pisses me off. I go into a Democrat cesspool where I work, full of liberals. I mean, come on, we're near Ann Arbor. This is like a cesspool of liberals. And I have to argue with these people all the time about how conservatism is the best thing for America. How about gas, oil, and coal is the best thing for America. God gave us a nation full of richness. And we need, and President Trump knows, we need to use our own resources, quit sending our money to countries like Iran that want to kill us, and Barack Obama sent him $400 million cash. Why? Because he hates the United States. He knows Iran wants to kill us, and he helped him. Now, if that's not being a traitor, I don't know what is. And how he got away with it, I still don't understand. Again, the Democrat Party can commit crimes, and it's all good. But if a conservative does, you're going to jail. We do have a two-tier justice system. And let me say something I say often. If the Founding Fathers came back to the United States, they'd be shooting a lot of Democrats. My golden bell. Rush Limbaugh had a golden microphone. I have a golden bell. Anyway, so this is my first podcast. I got to make, somebody told me, three to be able to be found on the internet, to upload three podcasts, and then there's going to be an Angry Tom podcast that everybody can look up and find new ones, which is a good time for me to say this. If you wish to support this podcast, you can send money to Thomas Catterall, C-A-T-T-E-R-A-L-L, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan, 48111. Thank you. So anyway, back to helping America. So today was just a simple economics lesson. Let me give you the economics lesson that Rush put in one of his books. Now, I was already college educated. I already took all my economic classes. But when I read the way Rush Limbaugh explained it, it was so simple. Now, you have to understand, we're going back to the 1980s. In the 1980s, as much as I'm not a big fan of his today, but back then, Newt Gingrich was very good at defining the separation of what the Democrat Party is, which is big government, high taxes, kill America, take away your freedoms, and the Republican Party, smaller government, less taxes, let's use gas, coal, and oil, to make America run better as an economy. And it helps all Americans. That was Reagan's trickle down. If we take these large corporations and we support them by letting them use gas, coal, and oil, they will produce more product, hire more people, and generate more revenue to the government. That's called trickle down economics. Then the corporations do well, the employees of the corporations do well, and then you do well, making more money for your family. It all trickles down from the top. But, of course, Democrats like to make fun of it. Because, why? They're stupid, and they're anti-American. But it's the truth. And you know one thing that Democrats hate? The truth. So, anyway, I think next week we'll talk about transgenders. And I shouldn't say next week. It could be in an hour. I might do another episode. That's highly unlikely with the Red Wings on today. So anyway, I hope that I can help you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I hope that I can speak for you. And by the way, you're welcome. If you want to come on the show, come on the show. My email is my name, thomascatterall@gmail.com. If you want to send me your phone number, I'll be glad to call you. We'll put you on the air. We'll hear you out. I want guests. One of them soon is going to be my lovely wife, who's very funny, and together we're, we can be known to bring tears to people's eyes. We're pretty funny together. I have a good friend at work. Hard to believe he's a black conservative. He's a little nervous about coming on, but I'm going to try to get him. I've got conservative friends on Facebook. You wanna do a podcast with me? I would love it. Because the communist Democrat media has made conservatives look dumb and tried to, make us appear to be a minority in the United States. We're not a minority. We're a majority. And how can I explain to blacks who vote Democrat that you're really conservative? Do you like paying 60% of your paycheck to the United States government? No. Do you wish you could keep more of your paycheck to support your family and to buy the things that you want in life? Yes, you do. Those are conservative concepts. Those aren't Democrat concepts. Those are conservative concepts. So most Americans are truly conservative. I have a liberal friend who tells me that he actually sends money to the federal government over and beyond his taxes. That's true nuts. And that's true idiocy. But that's what liberals like doing. They like sending my money to the federal government by raising my taxes. Now, very few of them write checks out like this idiot does to the government. He says he does. Do I believe him? Not really. But whatever. That's what he says he does. So, I got to go with it. But you're never going to see me writing a check to the federal government other than the amount I need to pay my taxes to keep them off my ass. But anyway, neither here nor there. So anyway, let me wrap it up. I hope to do more podcasts. I hope I can make you laugh. I should have told one of my favorite jokes, but I think I will. Let me tell you a quick joke. This comes from Pastor Tim, but it really comes from Joke of the Day, which I found out he uses to tell me these dumb jokes. But here we go. This woman is in one of these, like a McDonald's or a Wendy's or something, and they have the coffee cup prize where you peel it off and you find out if you want a free cup of coffee or a donut or, a breakfast. And she starts screaming, "I want a motorhome! I want a motorhome! Oh my gosh!" So the manager comes out behind the counter and goes, "Ma'am, the biggest thing we give away is a full breakfast. That's the top price." She goes, "No, I want a motorhome. Look, win a bagel." All right. Here, let me get my canned laughter. I don't know what button that is. Canned laughter. Okay, it was a good joke, though. That's one of the few jokes that Pastor Tim has ever told me that was funny. So anyway, one more time on how to support me. If you wish to support this podcast, you can send money to Thomas Catterall, C-A-T-T-E-R-A-L-L, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan, 48111. Thank you. And this would be my wife if I play that one more time. So I won't do that anymore, at least on this show. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I look forward to doing plenty more. Go ahead and email me, call me. You got my number. Let's talk and let's see where we go from here. What I'd like to do is someday, I'd like to do like 1 hour a week on the radio, and that's going to take some money. So if you guys want to support me and you think I'd make a great DJ, my older sister, who's liberal, thinks I would have made a great DJ. So hopefully you will too. So let's get out of here. Till our next podcast, peace out. God bless America. And if you're not born again, open up your Bible, find out what it means, because there's a free gift out there. Jesus Christ died for your sins and mine, and all you have to do is trust him.